In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this morning. So this morning we have been offered this reading. We've been offered something that I think many of us have heard before. It's actually a saying that we all know very well, but we probably didn't realize when we first learned it that it was something that our Lord and Savior had first said. And that is, of course, the Golden Rule. We usually have, I remember memorizing it as, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And this morning, it was actually read this way. As you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. As I was getting ready for today, I actually came across someone who had written that this Golden Rule isn't just something that is within Christianity, but it's interesting, there are a lot of other faiths that have this rule that is similar. And I want to offer some of them to you this morning. So our own Greek philosopher, Socrates, once wrote, "Do not do to others what would anger you if done to you by others." In Hinduism, we hear, "Do nothing to others which, if done to you, would cause you pain." Buddhism states, "Hurt not others with that which pains yourself." And in Islam, we hear the following, "Hurt no one so that no one may hurt you." All of these faiths are preaching something that is very similar, but there is a difference. There is a difference with what our Lord was asking us to do. The difference is that all of these golden rules are from beginning from a negative perspective. Don't do something that you don't want someone else to do to you. Now, actually, that's great. And if we would all live by that, the world would probably be a little bit of a better place. But our Lord is asking us to go one step further. Our Lord is asking us to do more. Our Lord is asking us to be a little bit different, because He wants us to do things like He would. He wants us to act in a positive way. We are actually supposed to go and do something. So He says, do unto others. He says, show them kindness, show them love, as you would want someone else to show you. Someone once wrote that love is not the absence of bad, but it is the presence of good. And this is exactly what our Lord and Savior is calling us to today. This is exactly what we are being asked to do. So this morning we continue reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. And this morning's reading actually picks up right after our Lord gives the Sermon of the Beatitudes, right? And this is a wonderful instruction. It's instructing those who are going to follow Him how they are to live in the world. It is a reminder that we as Christians are supposed to live a little bit differently. We are supposed to live in a way that we are recognized by the way we act. But the Lord doesn't end with these Beatitudes. He continues today and He tells us that we are to treat others the way we ourselves would like to be treated. But then He says something else. He says that to love those who love us is something easy. He says to do good to those who are already doing good to us is easy as well. And He says to lend something to a friend, knowing that you're going to get it back, well, He says that is easy also. The Lord is telling us that all of these things are easy, but we are to do something different. We, He says, are to love those who aren't always all that easy to love. We, He says, are to do good things to people even before they do something nice to us. We, the Lord says, are to give, not only to give, but to give with no expectations. If I were to ask you right now, is that something easy to do? I'm pretty sure all of us would say no. But I think we also would agree that if we're able to do it, it will certainly make a difference in the lives of others. So I want you to take a minute and think about our world today. Think about the politics. Think about all the discussions that we have. Think about the arguments that you might be having with people that maybe you don't get along with all that well. Think also about the arguments, though, that you're having with people that you do love, with people that you do get along with. And as you think about them, I want you to think about how you want to be treated in those moments. I want you to think about what would make those conversations a little bit better. What would make those conversations a little bit more beneficial. Think about what you would like someone to say to you in those moments. Think about how you would like them to listen a little bit more to you. And then I want you to think about ways that you can actually be the ones to do it. Think about ways that you can be the person that begins with the kind word. Think about ways that you can be the person that remembers to listen a little bit more attentively. Think about ways that you can be the person who does not react, but the person who acts with love toward another. Be that person and see the difference that it will make in their lives, but not only in their lives, but it will make a difference in your life as well. The difference it makes comes from the fact that this brings us closer to the very person who we are all doing our best to journey to, and that is our Lord and Savior. He says today that if we're able to do this, he says, you will be the sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish, but merciful even as your Father is merciful. When I read this, I wondered who were these ungrateful and selfish people that he was talking about, and I'm pretty sure that he's talking about me. I am the one who is many times ungrateful. I am the one who is many times very selfish, and I am the one who is many times not very merciful to the people that I love. But here's the thing. Our Lord still is kind to me. He is still selfless to me. And thankfully, he is most certainly merciful to me because he sees my real worth. He sees what truly is within me. And that, my friends and my family, is the difficult thing that all of us are called to do. We are called to do more. We are called to something greater. We are called to do our best to see him within each other. It is then and only then that all of this is possible. Before I conclude, I want to leave you with one more thought. In our home, in our dining room, actually, there's this there's a frame, and in the frame is a saying by a man named Thomas Merton. And he was a Catholic monk who his life was changed, actually, while he was doing some errands in the city of Louisville in Kentucky. And in the frame, he says these words. He says, in Louisville, at the corner of 4th and Walnut, in the center of the shopping district, I was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that I loved all those people, that they were mine and I theirs, that we could not be alien to one another even though we were total strangers. I have the immense joy of being human, a member of a race in which God himself became incarnate. As if the sorrows and stupidities of the human condition could overwhelm me now that I realize what we all are. And if only everybody could realize this, but it can't be explained. There is no way of telling people that they are all walking around shining like the sun. To truly love as we are told, we must realize what he realized on that day, that we are all mirrors of Christ, that it is our Lord and Savior who dwells within each and every one of us, and all of us have this great potential to shine. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.